This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Beautiful summertime in the Hudson Valley. And, you know, I know we've had this conversation before about how I feel about red peppers and how I will take the seed of a red pepper and put it on the tip of my finger and like talk to it and say, how do you become a red pepper that I love so much? Like, you know, I go down that rabbit hole. And the other day I'm out in the front yard and my rose bush, it's doing crazy things. We'll talk about that another time. It's got all these new green shoots on it, but the other part of the plant is brown. And it's, I don't know what to do with that, but another day. But anyway, the new green shoots have little buds. And I just look at them and think, how did you do that? Like, how are you going to become a gorgeous rose in a couple of weeks? That's where I go with my love of nature, my interaction with nature, and I know you've heard it all before. Well, today you're going to hear from a true expert, Jen Payer, the founder of Nature Provides and the author of Ancient Plant Wisdom. Jen is more than just, I don't know, a healer in the plant world. She comes to this type of wisdom from a very analytical mind, having once been in the world of finance. So she has spanned the arc of heading towards healing. And we're going to get into all of it. So welcome, Jen. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you, Casey. It's such an honor to be here with you.
So looking into your office, I see you got sunshine coming through the window, beautiful green plant on your desk there. How do you feel about me talking to my red pepper seeds?
I love it. And I'm going to give you an extra, I call it a zhuzh, an extra amplifier. If you take that seed and you put it in your mouth, that seed now has your DNA and you are informing that seed to grow everything your body needs to be vibrant and healthy. I learned that from working with the 13 indigenous grandmothers.
I'm so excited. You need to say that again. If I take a red pepper seed and I put it in my mouth and talk to it,
and then you plant it, it will have your saliva, which is what carries your DNA. And when you plant that seed, it will grow with you in mind and your genetic makeup in mind. How about that?
I'm loving it. Tell me about these grandmothers.
Yeah. I was in banking for almost 30 years and I had two health crises. And the first one was in 2008 that led me deep into the natural healing world because I wasn't getting answers in the allopathic world. And I went to a 4-year healing school, had a book literally fall on my head. And in my healing quest, I found this woman. Her name was Flor de Mayo. And I started researching her. And it turns out she was part of this collective group of grandmothers. They have a video called the 13 Indigenous Grandmothers Council of the World. And they're from all over the world. And each one of them has their own mission, but collectively they came together to create a world for the next 7 generations. And that's where I learned. And this Flor de Mayo, the one that I was the most drawn to, created a seed bank in Estancia, New Mexico, to collect heirloom seeds that have not been genetically modified so that future generations can have pure plants.
Amazing. Jen, I'm just so super nosy. So I got to ask all the questions. You were in the world of finance. You had some health crises. 2, did you say?
2.
Okay. Do you want to share what they were?
Absolutely. So in 08, I was traveling from Charlotte to Boston Monday through Friday. I was working 20 hours a day. How is that even possible?
I know.
And, you know, the level of stress that was going on inside of my body. So obviously when you're working 20 hours, you're not eating healthy. Mm-hmm. You're not exercising. There's no space. So I was sleeping 3 hours a night, which is when our body actually repairs. And I ended up with mono, chronic fatigue, bronchitis, pneumonia, shingles, and tachycardia. And I was in my 40s.
Wow.
And, you know, this, I grew up as an athlete. I grew up, you know, when I was a young woman, I started eating healthy and really being conscious of what I was putting in my body. And when we think about illness, those are two really important pillars is what do you eat, mm-hmm. right? And are you exercising? And I was doing both of those. And so, you know, for me to have this, my immune system just said, okay, and we're done here.
Right.
Because I did this for 9 months straight. And then I would come home and have the mom guilt of being gone during the week. And then I became super mom.
Right.
So I, you know, as women, this is very common. We have nothing left in the tank for ourselves. And there's a reason they say, put your own oxygen mask on first. Right. So I was like, whatever, now I got this. I didn't have it. And then the second one was in 2015, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And at that point, I was very fortunate that I had gone down the natural healing world. So I had all the tools that I needed to heal my body in a much more natural way. So I did very integrative medicine. Mm-hmm. I did do surgery, and then everything else I did was holistic.
Wow. Beautiful. Why did you do it? What was driving you when you were working 20 hours a day? And I don't ask that from a place of, oh my God, how could you? I ask it from a sincere place. I'm looking at you. You're a mom. You're a bright woman. You're beautiful. You're not crazy. Help me understand, because I've come darn close to that. Help me understand what drives it.
Yeah, it's our programming, right? So I grew up in a military Catholic family, and there was a right way and a wrong way.
Oh my God. Military and Catholic.
Right. Yeah. Boom, okay. Boom.
Boom,
and,
boom.
You know, I grew up with messages like, don't cry or I'll give you something to cry about, right? That Amen. Shuts your feelings down. The authority is the authority. You acquiesce. So you give up your power.
Yeah.
Right. Never mind what your intuition says. Never mind what you want. If the teacher says it or the priest says it or the parent says it, you just shut up and you do it.
Yeah.
And so really shut down my inner voice. And I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and I was a tomboy. Like, I loved being in nature and I loved to teach. That was my biggest heart. And my mom was a teacher and she said, you are not going to be a teacher. They don't make enough money. Right. So money was an important, you know, metric in my family. And there's too much bureaucracy. So you need to do something that's going to make money.
Right.
And my heart, something in me knew that that wasn't right for me, but I was programmed. And I think that programming that we get as children, because our parents have unfinished business with themselves and they're trying to heal things, right? It often gets projected on us. So here, I found out I was great at math and my mom said, great, why don't you go into finance? You'll make a lot of money and you know, you're good at math, so you'll be good at it. And so here I was going against my nature. And this is such a common story, especially I think with women, right? We have some purpose inside of us that gets quelled, you know, not maliciously by our parents, but just accidentally of they want a better life for us. And that is their view of a better life. And so here I found myself in my 20s, sitting under fluorescent lights at a desk, disconnected from this young woman that was loving nature, loved to teach. And I just totally, you know, over time just kept shutting my true nature down.
I just want to say hey to all the women and maybe some men who are shaking their head in agreement right now saying, yeah, me too. Me too. I took a path. It wasn't mine. I feel that. And I just want to also say, you know, love to the military families and the Catholic families. Really, you know, I was just making a joke, but we all understand you grow up in certain patterns. And you had two very strong patterns in your house, the Catholic pattern, the military pattern. And in the midst of it, you got disconnected from your heart mission. But also, too, we know that part of our journey is to go back, repair it yourself, and find the place you were path you were supposed to be on.
Right. So that we don't pass that trauma, if you will, onto our children, right? That's part of what the grandmother said is if you work on yourself, then the next seven generations don't have to carry that burden that you've carried.
I love that. I love that. Okay. Wow. Jen Payer is her name. Nature-provides.com is the website, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
The book is Ancient Plant Wisdom, and you are the founder of Nature Provides. So you finally get to teach.
I know, it's my favorite thing.
What book fell on your head and how?
There's a book called Hands of Light. So in 2008, when I was facing with all, you know, this crazy, you have this and this and this, my internist actually sat me down and he said, he's like, come on, let's look at the calendar. Let's move 5 years out. If you don't change your life, you're not going to be on this planet in 5 years. And that was on a Friday. And I came home and I had four small children and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what do you mean I'm not going to be on this planet? And so I'm an avid reader. If you saw my bookshelf, even now you'd say, oh my gosh, how does this woman read all these books? But I literally start looking for a self-help book. What do? I don't know what to do. And this book called Hands of Light that I had purchased maybe 10 years prior, you know, literally fell on my head. And I looked at it and I said, oh, I remember this book. And I literally, it fell on my head on Friday night. I read it cover to cover. And on Sunday, I looked at my husband and I said, guess what? I'm going to the Barbara Brennan School of Healing. And he looked at me and he said, Are you freaking kidding me right now?
We got four kids.
How are you going to do that? Well, you're working 20 hours a day. How the heck are you going to do that? That doesn't make any sense. And I said, I don't know. I just know that I got a sign and I need to pay attention. It's time for me to start paying attention to the signs I'm getting. And I feel so strongly that when we start to align to our heart's mission, the universe conspires with us. And I will tell you, I changed jobs. I had Fridays off. I was able to go to this four-year, it was a full-time school. I was able to go to the school and still work, have that stress on my body the way that I had the years prior.
Hands of Light by Barbara Brennan. That's no easy read. That's no easy read. So
we had to read it every year for 4 years too. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've already read this book six times. And then it was like, oh, I found more things I didn't remember or didn't register.
But you didn't become a hands-on healer. You became, you went down a different path. So,
well, I did become a hands-on
healer.
You
did?
And I do. Yeah. I have a practice. It's called Divine Health Alliance. I did become a hands-on healer. I left corporate in 2012 and I had a healing practice.
Yeah.
And that in 2012 is when I had the first initial cancer diagnosis.
Right.
And so I had, you know, no stress in my life. I had this beautiful practice. And then I started having visions of wearing a suit. And I looked at that as a sign. And I told my husband, I think I'm going back to a corporate job. And he said, why the heck would you do that? You've got this beautiful healing practice. You have balance. I said, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, an old boss of mine, the only one that I would go back and work for, called me up and said, I've got this new gig in California and I need a strong leader and I need you. Will you come work for me? And I prayed and meditated for about a month. And then I called him up and I said, yes. So in May of 2015, I go back into corporate and 3 months later, I have metastasized cancer. And I, you know, I've reflected on it so much. Like, what was that about? I had unfinished business. And you asked me a question. I don't think I answered it very well. Is the trauma in my childhood was not feeling worthy. So the working myself literally to death was about proving my worthiness. And that boss, one of the things he said to me as I finally left corporate in 2017, he said, you know, Jen, you set the bar, like I set the bar here and you went here and then you raised it on yourself. Yeah. It was like, I was so unconscious of this driving force inside of me that I want to be good. I want to be worthy. I want to be enough that I didn't even know was in there. And that was a huge part of the healing from cancer.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people can relate to that too. I think, you know, that feeling is on a spectrum in most people, right? That I'm not enough, but maybe if I do this or do this or do this or do that. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing so honestly. I don't know. There's just so much to unpack there, but you know, just don't put on a suit ever again. Okay.
Right. Never. No, I've retired from that and thank goodness. And, you know, along the way I had so many magical moments, you know, people look at me like, what do you mean? Cause we have all this energy around cancer, of the war on cancer. It's a fight. You're a survivor. You know, those are all very masculine words. I had lived 30 years in the masculine world in finance, and I had to behave a lot like a man. You know, I had to be aggressive. I had to, you know, be competitive and all these things that went against my nature. To me, cancer was an unraveling of that and actually connecting to my divine feminine. It was learning to love myself. It was learning to forgive myself and be present with myself. And that was the game changer.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I found plants.
Plants
have an intelligence in them that can work with the intelligence in our bodies. And we've just forgotten, you know, we've just become so disconnected from nature, but our ancestors knew this. Our ancestors use plants for healing all the time.
Jen Payer is our guest, nature-provides.com, the website. Ancient Plant Wisdom is her book, the founder of Nature Provides. So in reading about you before our talk today, I found the word gemotherapy.
Yeah.
I never heard that word before. And
well,
it's been around since the 50s, right? So this really is a new science.
It actually goes back to 1158. There was a woman, Hildegard of Bingham, who was considered the first naturopathic doctor. And she wrote a book in 1858 called Physica. And she wrote about the buds of eight trees. And she was the first one to say, drink clean water, get sunshine, eat clean food. And so she actually wrote about buds of trees and the healing potential in them. And then it went underground for 800 years. And it reemerged in 1958 by a doctor and a homeopath in Belgium, of all places. And he started studying 11 plants and then that moved to 38. But actually, you mentioned it in the opening of the show when you said you look at your roses and they have these little shoots. Gemotherapy comes from the new growth on the plants in the springtime. So it comes from the shoots, the buds of the trees, and it comes from the embryonic bark that's just new growing on a tree and the rootlets. That's what it is. And so in that state of growth, it's undifferentiated. As you said, the shoot hasn't become a rose yet, hasn't become a flower yet. So you're getting all of the potential of that plant when you're using it in your body.
Wow. Okay. First off, hats off to Hildegard, the badass that she was. Maybe she wasn't a badass, but
she was.
What a discovery. Things going underground for 800 years. Yeah, that happens. And thank you to that doctor who brought it back. It's that new color green, you know, that every spring that we see, then we only see it in spring and it only lasts a short time and it makes everybody happy. Well, thank you to the people who dove inside and harnessed this. What does it do for us? How do we access it? Tell me.
Yeah, they do three things. You know, they're known as drainage remedies. So they're cleaning up the organs, the cell, and the tissue. And the second thing that they do is they bring the communication network in the body back into coherence. So when you look at an illness like cancer or some chronic autoimmune issue, what's happening is the immune system doesn't recognize the threat anymore. So, you know, this, you know, cancer is proliferating in the background and the immune system's like, you know, just going about its business. It doesn't see it anymore. It doesn't recognize it. And the same thing happens in all these autoimmune issues that we're experiencing now. So it brings that signaling back into coherence. So your immune system says, oh, I see a threat over here. I need to go address it. So that's the second thing. And the third thing they do is very similar to human stem cells, is they regenerate things that have broken down in the body. And so to me, I think the magical piece of what's happening now with gemotherapy is that it has reemerged at a time where we're living in one of the most toxic times in our planet. Our air, our food, our water is all toxic. And so we're getting bombarded. What we used to be able to do is do a detox twice a year, right? Right before the holidays, right before bikini season, I'm going to lose a little weight, right? I'm going to clean up my body. And now we can't do that. It's not enough. And so these plants actually take care of that and keep the body clean and regenerative and in coherence. And I think that's an important word. Mm-hmm. Because coherence means we're in integrity with ourselves, and they work on the physical level, the emotional level, the mental level, and the energetic level.
The plants do.
These plants in particular.
Okay. So how do we regular humans access this gemotherapy?
Yeah. So you can find all the plants on the Nature-Provides website. Lots of information. And we have a new website coming soon called plantstemcells.com that we will have a whole bunch more of education and information, because that really is part of my heart's mission, is to educate about this beautiful modality that had, you know, I say had kind of been lost.
Mm-hmm. Do I need anything fancy? Do I need a special farm in my backyard?
No. But I'd say, you know, nature is healing in and of itself. So for me, if somebody's totally healthy, you know, we're all in fight or flight. I don't care what kind of jobs we have. Most of us wake up and we are go, go, go all day long. And our nervous systems have not evolved to take that kind of constant pressure. So I would say even for healthy people, working on your nervous system is important. Obviously your liver, because of the toxic burden that we're all carrying. And then your lymphatic system. You know, I've been reading a lot that sitting is the new smoking. Mm-hmm. And so many people have desk jobs and we're sitting all day. And so working on that lymphatic system to help keep things in flow and moving. And then when you kind of pivot to the emotional level, you know, yes, keeping your lymphatic system in flow means also you're in the flow of your life. You're in the flow of your life's mission. Mm-hmm. So there's that emotional aspect that's also being healed while you're working with these plants.
Right. So what are these plants that we're working with?
We have about 80 different plants that we work with. You know, one of my favorites is called black currants. It helps the adrenals. Again, that fight or flight, that stress that we're all under. I think everybody could benefit from black currant. Another favorite plant is called cedar of Lebanon. Yeah. That is a 1,000-year-old tree and it comes from the shoots of the tree. And, you know, I tell people that you look at a plant and when you see what that plant looks like and what it does, you can kind of figure out about what it's going to do for the body. So a 1,000-year-old tree is an ancient tree. It's going to help with dryness in the body. It's going to help. I don't like the word anti-aging because I think aging is a privilege, but it helps with, you know, softer aging and aging gracefully. And that's another favorite. And then my last favorite right now is hawthorn, which is the heart. Is that heart rate variability is so important. Keeping the heart, you know, and then again, you're going to get that emotional healing in the heart as well.
So, you know, do we just go on Amazon and buy the tablets?
No, they're not tablets, actually. They're these beautiful liquid tinctures. And no, you can go to the website. You can go right to nature-provides. That's where we have everything.
So you have the products that you've got the tinctures, the extract from the plant,
yes.
And we mix them with our tea. We put them under our tongue. What do we do?
Yeah, you can put them directly in your mouth. You can put them in a little bit of water. All of these plants come from the Italian Alps. And if you know anything about that area on our planet, it is the most pristine area of the planet. No heavy metals, no herbicides, no pesticides. So they are so clean and so vibrant. And about 80% of all the herbs in the world, healing medicinal herbs, are coming from that area because of that. So all of these plants come from there. We go to Italy every year and all of those buds, shoots, everything is handpicked in the wild in the Italian Alps. And so we just got back in May. We take holistic health practitioners there. And when you get up into those Alps, the air quality just changes. You can feel it. You can feel the healing happening just standing there in the forest.
Wow. Okay. Now, do you work with people individually to say, hey, you know, tell me what's going on with your health? And then you can prescribe or suggest different blends or something?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have some blends to make it easy for people, but I do absolutely work with individuals. That's one of my favorite things to do. I do that in my healing practice, Divine Health Alliance. And I think we all deserve, it's our birthright to be healed and whole and vibrant. And I think that's our natural state. And Great. All the things in our environment have continued to devolve that in us. And I am on a mission to bring it back. I also have a documentary called Nature Provides, The Ancient Wisdom of Plant Stem Cells. It's on the website. We have 2 episodes now. The first episode we launched last year. It's a little bit about my natural healing journey and a lot about the plants. What are they? How do they work? How do we know they work? We have different practitioners talking about how they utilize them in their practice. And then the second episode, because I got so many questions about the science, is all about the science. And they're both short and sweet, under an hour for the first one and about 45 minutes for the second.
Wonderful. Jen Payer is the guest. She is the founder of Nature Provides, the author of Ancient Plant Wisdom, and nature-provides.com is the website. So someone just starting off on this journey, they feel called to experiment or nourish themselves with plant wisdom. What's the simplest place to start?
You know, go to the website and look at what we have there. We have lots of information. And we have a description of each of the plants and what they do. Mm-hmm. And then if you have more questions, you can send it to info@nature-provides. If you don't put the dash in, you'll end up in the UK.
Oh, okay. And you're not in the UK. You're in the Carolinas?
I'm in North Carolina.
I want to ask, what's your daily protocol for these?
Oh, gosh. I work with a lot of the plants. Because I'm in maintenance mode, I actually use plants for each of my organs. I'm a big believer in the Chinese, you know, medical, I guess, I don't know what you call it, wisdom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I work on my liver in the evenings. I work on my kidneys, my heart. And then my favorite is the cedar of Lebanon. I work on that. I'm 60. I don't feel like I look anything like that. And that is, you know, if you saw pictures of me 10 years ago, you would think, oh, that's your mother.
Oh,
so that's how much it's, you know, the skin carries a lot of toxicity. And so that has cleaned up so much in me. And then when I work out with the plants that help with the musculoskeletal system. So I kind of, you know, go, but I, you know, I've been taking these for about 7 years now.
Wow. Fantastic. This has been an incredible, incredible education. You have 4 children. I want to know what they're up to.
Yeah. Our oldest works for an airline company. He's a mechanic, didn't like the idea of college. So we had to, you know, again, what we learned from our parents, we had to let that go. Second one is an accountant. She's CPA. Third one actually works for us. He's all into nature and he's our ops manager and our analytical guy. And then our youngest is getting his PhD in neuroscience and optics.
Oh, just that, huh?
Yeah, just that.
That's amazing.
Whatever.
Oh gosh, that's so fantastic. Really, really great. So
they're all in their 20s. They're all young, amazing, amazing adults.
Wow, good for you. Good for you and good for Dad. And I'm just thrilled to meet you. And this is fun. So everybody, we're going to go to the website, nature-provides.com. And Jen, do you answer your own email?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but I have a wonderful assistant that if I don't answer it, she'll get it in front of me.
Okay, terrific. We're so grateful for our time together. What else, what final thoughts do you want to share with our listeners?
Is our bodies are designed to be healthy and thriving, and to trust that and know that anything that the body creates, we can uncreate with nature. And that just going outside for 10 minutes a day, being outside, you know, we can heal.